mother removes landmines to plant peace. In war-torn regions, landmines remain a silent killer, even decades later. They maim thousands each year, especially children. Heidi Kuhn, founder of Roots of Peace, told Epic TV's Bay Area Innovators program how she came to develop a business model to plant seeds of peace by turning mines to vines, removing landmines, and turning dangerous territories into farmland. The organization started in 1997 in her family home, when the Commonwealth Club of San Francisco asked Kuhn to host a reception of 100 people to talk about the dangers of landmines. Princess Diana, who raised awareness about landmines harming and killing innocent civilians and children, had just died. In her honor, Kuhn was asked to host the reception. "I think a good steward removes these seeds of hatred buried beneath the soil, long after the guns of war have silenced. And when these mines are removed, the land is no longer held hostage, but it has access to farmers and animals and cows that produce the milk for the families," she said. "The newly established agricultural lands feed those who have suffered living there and will continue to feed future generations." She said many places across the world have benefited from this model, including Afghanistan, Croatia, Bosnia, Herzegovina, and Vietnam. Vietnam. As 2025 marks the 50th anniversary of the end of the Vietnam War, Kuhn recalls working in Quang Tri Province, which formerly contained part of the demilitarized zone. According to Kuhn, 80% of the land is still contaminated by landmines, and many children and farmers fall victim to the explosive remnants. 8 pounds, or the approximate weight of a newborn child, is all that's needed to detonate a landmine. Kuhn's organization worked with the local Vietnamese women who have spent their lives watching over the area. They say, "Mrs. Kuhn, we're mothers. Our children kick soccer balls out of a field. We tell them not to get the ball, but it's the only ball in the village, and when nobody's looking, what will a child do? Retrieve the ball. So we're making our land safe for our children," said Kuhn. She also visited a 17-year-old boy at a hospital who had picked up a cluster munition, thinking it was a rock he could use to fix his bicycle. It blew off his arm and most of his face. Through mumbled words, he thanked me for being at his bedside. "And the very forgiving Vietnamese mother was over my shoulder, holding my arm," she recalled. "To see these families, these people, humans, who are suffering post-conflict, it keeps me going back." In the last 15 years, she and her organization have trained thousands of Vietnamese farmers to grow black pepper and, more recently, vanilla beans, on the former battlefields. "That, to me, is peace on earth, peace through agriculture," she said. Bosnia and Herzegovina. Kuhn recalled a tragic story about how children in Bosnia and Herzegovina, repatriated back to a village, cannot trust the earth beneath their feet. They ran through the fields of their home and picked bouquets of flowers for their mother, 3 small children, and 1, you heard a boom. And what did 2 other children do? They run to help their best friend. Boom, boom. And the whole village gathered and held the parents back as those D-miners went slowly, slowly to carve a safe path to retrieve and save those children. And stories are just so hard to tell, but you know, they died slowly, calling for their parents. Kuhn explained how dangerous and arduous it is to find and remove those hidden landmines. Mothers in Angola, Afghanistan, and Vietnam use a metal detector and hover inch by inch over the ground in pure silence and concentration. The time and energy that it takes costs about $3 to put in a landmine and about $1,000 to take out, because the time and the labor-intensive concentration that it takes to comb the earth and then go back and quality assure it, to assure that the land is safe, she said. A meeting with the Taliban. For any country where she and her organization intend to work, they request permission from the government. In August 2021, she and her husband had dinner with the Taliban to discuss their work in Afghanistan. They said across the table halfway through, "Mrs. Kuhn, we don't look at you as a woman. We look at you as a mother who's feeding our children. You have full permission to work in our country," she recalled. Roots of Peace helped Afghanistan increase agricultural exports like fresh fruits to India, Pakistan, and the UAE from $250 million in 2014 to $1.4 billion. Healing the Soil and Soul. Kuhn walked her first minefield in January 2000 and saw firsthand the devastation the children face every day. Children who looked at my hand and said, "Mrs. Kuhn, is it true that the children in America can hike the mountains and run the beaches without fear of landmines?" They said it must be heaven. And I looked at them and just tears in my eyes, she recalled. In February 2011, she worked for a year in Israel and Palestine after a 10-year-old boy stepped on a landmine. He heard of a mother who was dedicated to removing the explosives. He called me to his bedside. I flew. And this little boy asked for a landmine-free world, said Kuhn. I promised him, seeing him without a leg and the injury and the suffering of a child. They lobbied at the Knesset in Israel and traveled back and forth between Jerusalem and Ramallah to meet Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. They raised $500,000 from vintners in California's Napa Valley to mine the fields of Bethlehem. It's not just Israel, Palestine, Gaza, all land is holy, so I do believe peace is possible from the ground up, and we must begin by removing the landmines in both soil and soul, she said. In October 2019, Kuhn received the Mahatma Gandhi Award on his 150th birthday in Delhi, India. In November 2023 in India, she received the Mother Teresa Award for Social Justice. Kuhn said Roots of Peace has removed hundreds of thousands of landmines so far and has planted 8 million fruit trees on former war-torn lands.